USA Radio News.
The market did not like what it saw in Tuesday's CPI report, and stocks suffered. The Dow fell nearly 1,300 points Tuesday. U.S. stocks fell broadly while Treasury yields rose after the latest inflation data came in higher than expected. The pace of U.S. consumer price inflation cooled compared with previous months, but remained near a 40-year high. Tuesday's inflation report will help determine the path ahead for interest rates before the next Federal Reserve meeting. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden touted the Inflation Reduction Act on Tuesday despite those abysmal numbers.
With this law, the American people won and special interests lost. How long we've been fighting for them? How long we've been taking on these interests? From the time I got to the Senate 720 years ago.
The midterm elections are less than 2 months away, and Republicans are hoping for a red wave come November.
With the midterm elections drawing near, Republicans are in their final sprint of campaigning in the hopes of potentially retaking political control of Congress. But there are some concerns that a possible red wave could weaken to more of a ripple. Speaking on Fox Business, Republican Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah weighs in with his thoughts about how the GOP will fare come November.
As a sidebar for the media to create this narrative that there's no hope and there's this blue wave rising, I think that's absurd. And I think the data bears that out. We're going to take the House. I'm confident of that.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Kenneth Starr, a former U.S. Solicitor General, died at the age of 76 on Tuesday. He's perhaps best known as the man who led the Whitewater investigation into the Clinton administration that led to President Bill Clinton's impeachment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Railroads and unions have until Friday to resolve a labor dispute that risks a crippling shutdown of the nation's freight rail network. It could wreak havoc on the U.S. economy. Meanwhile, if you plan to travel by rail, take note. Amtrak has started to cancel some long-distance routes. Starting Tuesday, Amtrak will begin suspending service from Chicago to Los Angeles, Chicago to Seattle, Chicago to San Francisco, and Los Angeles to San Antonio. Escalation continues overseas between Armenia and Azerbaijan.
Armenia said on Tuesday that at least 49 of its soldiers have been killed in clashes along the border with Azerbaijan after a sharp escalation in hostilities, which prompted Russia and the United States to call for restraint. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The time of day you eat could affect your mood and mental health. A study from Brigham and Women's Hospital found that people who ate both day and night were 26% more likely to experience depression-like moods and 16% more likely to feel anxious. The findings suggest timing meals differently may benefit people who have a disrupted circadian rhythm. NASA's efforts to return humans to the moon will resume in 2 weeks. NASA announced on Monday it will try again to launch the Artemis 1 mission on September 27th. This will be the third launch attempt. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.